For WKMS News, I'm Matt Markgraff. The point of greatest eclipse just happens to be outside of Hopkinsville, Kentucky, but the folks at an alien festival down the road in Kelly swear it was written in the stars. Taylor Inman went to the Little Green Men Days Festival, an annual celebration remembering when aliens visited the rural community 62 years ago to the day of the total solar eclipse.
Geraldine Sutton Smith is used to the attention her family's famed alien encounter has brought her. She's written two books about the night little green men attacked the Sutton farmhouse.
Like you could see, everyone was exhausted. They had been fighting with the little man for a good 2 hours. It was time to do something. They thought if they could get to Hopkinsville, they would get help and all would be well.
Geraldine's father, Elmer, known as Lucky, was one of the 11 witnesses who described 12 to 15 little men with long arms, huge eyes, and a metallic appearance. He shot at the creatures and reported the incident to local police.
11 lives were changed on August 21st of 1955. To this day, the ones who are still alive are still affected.
Whether or not the story is true, it's become a widely circulated UFO story. And Kelly, a town of about 300 people, celebrates the encounter every year on August 21st. And this year, faraway visitors are descending upon the festivities as the town happens to be in the path of the solar eclipse totality.
We were looking at Hopkinsville total duration, and I guess we were Googling around and we saw the little green man thing pop up on the screen. So we figured we'd ride up here and check it out.
Steve Flynn and his wife Chris are from Miami, Florida. They are among thousands of people pouring into the region to watch the celestial phenomenon.
History.
I want to get the energy. I think it's going to be awesome when everything's black.
Jack and Joyce Weaver are from Cincinnati, Ohio. They say their daughter told them about the eclipse years ago.
Our daughter
brought us. She's the one who told us about it to begin with. I have an interest in astronomy, and I didn't know my daughter did. And I thought it'd be a good thing to get together for a weekend.
A large metal saucer greets visitors entering Kelly Station Park. The festival has a Roswell, New Mexico local county fair vibe. There's rides for kids, carnival games, and an ample supply of alien trinkets. Glowing heads, wooden saucers, and even Bigfoot buttons. Kyle Cadell from Somerset, Kentucky has a booth with merchandise for every kind of cryptid.
We go to the Mothman Festival every year in West Virginia, and this year we're going to CryptidCon. We're actually opening a paranormal museum in Somerset.
Some people were eager to share alien encounters of their own. Ron Noel says he was abducted when he lived in Orlando, Florida.
Three of us were abducted by aliens, and we didn't know it, and apparently they've been tracking us for quite a while. I went in for surgery on my hands. They found an implant on my bone.
Festival organizer Joanne Smithy says having the solar eclipse fall on the anniversary of the alien encounter feels like a little bit more than just luck. And Geraldine Sutton Smith, the daughter of Lucky, who defended his farmhouse from Little Green Men 62 years ago, says it's all just for fun. For WKMS News, I'm Taylor Inman.